their coach, do you want to try to play like all the superstar teams have the talent, and thus they play one way because that's that's what makes them best. We don't have that talent. We have a different type of talent. We have 9 or 10 really good players. And the talent for us is to wear the game, is bring some fatigue and wear and tear into the game by playing 10 players on a given night and working harder and playing with more intensity in the first 12 and 24 minutes of a game than maybe some other teams do. And we like to run. We like to play fast. We like the pace of the game to be aggressive. We want the defense to be intense. And so we're just trying to, you know, we're trying to find a way to be better than everybody else and not play like everybody else plays. And I agree with Mike and Elvin. Is I think it's a fallacy that you can't run in the playoffs. You know, we can run. I mean, can we run like and score 120 points? Probably not. But I think we can run and we can still have our opportunities to get the game into a 100-point game, maybe a 110-point game. And if we are best at that, then every night we go out, it's our job to get that done. And so the coaching, the game plan, the strategy, the commitment, everybody's got to be on the same page to get that done.
And, Coach, me personally, I think it's harder to prepare for a team like you guys. Okay, if you're going against OKC or OKC and you got Durant Westbrook, okay, we know that's who we got to stop to win the game. When you're going up against your team, it's like it's so many different guys that can hurt you, just like Corey Brewer stepped up and had a mega game last night. You're a coach. Would you rather prepare for a team like yourself or a team that has a go-to guy that you can lock in and be able to lock down?
Well, as a coach, any team that has creativity and versatility and has the ability to adapt and make counter plays is more difficult. You really can't prepare for those guys because you just got to be ready, and then you try to devise your game plan into a conceptual game plan that, you know, you might be able to take one or two of the strengths of the opposing team out. But I think it's very difficult to coach against us because I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm sure the other coach doesn't know what's going to happen because I have a general plan of, you know, who I'm going to play and what goes well with these guys. But as the game happens, the game tells me who I'm going to play more than what I think much more often the game tells me how I go rather than what I thought I was going to do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon before the game.